Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger embarks on a series of first milestones in his new role with billion euro investments and a digital sovereignty summit. A detailed look at the evolving mobile tariff landscape with significantly lower priced unlimited data offers available within the Telefónica network. And O2 showcases a compelling promotional bundle featuring the new iPhone 17 Pro Max paired with complimentary Apple AirPods Pro 3.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger's first series of milestones in his new role, marking a day filled with first-time experiences such as accepting a 1 billion euro investment in Germany, hosting Europe's first digital sovereignty summit, and appearing on his inaugural talk show. The article explains that Wildberger, a political newcomer who transitioned from running MediaMarkt Saturn to the government, now faces the challenge of reducing bureaucracy by 25% and easing financial burdens on businesses and citizens by 10 billion euros. It outlines that his approach to transforming the digital administration is gradual, as he emphasizes the need to remake processes before eliminating redundant practices. Despite critics comparing his methods to using a nail clipper instead of a chainsaw, Wildberger remains steadfast in his commitment to measured progress. The piece underscores his perspective that while swift change is not feasible, continuous improvement is achievable by engaging in practical reforms rather than expecting immediate results.
Die Zeit highlights the start of a notable week for Europe with Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger actively participating in key events that underline Europe's ambition to become a digital powerhouse. The article first describes a project in Brandenburg, where a former power plant site is transformed into a massive data center for the Schwarz Group, which aims to install 100,000 AI chips at a cost of 11 billion euros. It then shifts focus to a summit in Berlin, where EU leaders, including Chancellor Friedrich Merz and French President Emmanuel Macron, emphasize reducing the dependency on US and Chinese technology by easing digital regulations and fostering European partnerships. The report details that the summit brought together nearly 900 industry executives, resulting in 18 partnerships centered on developing and applying AI, as European companies and startups strive to secure technological independence. Finally, the article outlines the ongoing debate on the true meaning of digital sovereignty, noting efforts to simplify an overly complex regulatory framework while also addressing the challenges posed by reliance on foreign technologies.
The Teltarif.de article provides a comprehensive overview of the current unlimited mobile tariffs available from various providers, including those offered in the Telefónica network. The piece explains that unlimited mobile data packages, which once cost over 60 euros per month, are now available for significantly lower prices, often under 20 euros, especially during promotional periods such as Black Friday. It notes that these tariffs come in different forms, ranging from on-demand packages with initial data allowances and the possibility of free top-ups to true unlimited flat rates without any additional booking requirements. The article also stresses the varied use of network technologies, including those from O2 Telefónica, where specific offerings like the O2 AllNet Unlimited and O2 Mobile Unlimited tariffs are detailed alongside other providers operating on networks like Vodafone, Telecom, and Freenet. Overall, Teltarif.de highlights the evolution of mobile tariffs with a factual comparison of pricing trends, data limits, and promotional deals in the competitive telecommunications market.
The Giga.de article focuses on a special promotional bundle from O2 that features the new iPhone 17 Pro Max paired with complimentary Apple AirPods Pro 3. The report explains that the device is offered under the Mobile M tariff for €65.99 per month over a 36-month installment plan, with the promotion including the AirPods Pro 3, which typically retail for €229. It details that the bundle also provides 30 gigabytes of 5G data with download speeds of up to 300 megabit per second, an AllNet and SMS flat rate, as well as EU roaming, ensuring a comprehensive mobile service package. The article further outlines the cost structure, noting a minimal one-time fee for activation and shipping, and presents an effective monthly cost analysis, showing attractive overall pricing when device values are factored in. In summary, Giga.de presents the offer as a compelling value proposition for customers seeking both high-end technology and extensive mobile connectivity at a competitively priced tariff.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung details a strategic partnership between Vodafone and LEG, Germany's second largest real estate company, in which both companies are working together to digitalize heating systems and meters in residential buildings. In an initial phase, Vodafone is set to install technology in 1,000 heating cellars that supply around 15,000 apartments, representing about 1/11 of the approximately 172,000 LEG rental properties across Germany. The publication explains that the long-standing collaboration between the two Dusseldorf-based companies has evolved over time, with Vodafone leveraging its expertise from its expanded role in the cable market following the Unity Media acquisition. The article states that Vodafone had developed an open digital platform intended for integration with various smart sensors, such as temperature sensors and pressure gauges, which will enable property owners and managers to gather, sort, and analyze data in real time, much like monitoring a continuous long-term EKG rather than relying on periodic checks. Furthermore, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung emphasizes that the upgrade of existing heating systems is achieved through a simple yet innovative technology that not only optimizes energy use by automating maintenance processes, but also aims to reduce heating costs and improve tenant satisfaction by ensuring that potential issues are detected and addressed promptly.
The report from Telterif.de outlines a new promotional offer by Deutsche Telekom aimed at providing genuine flat rates for telephone calls, SMS, and mobile internet within Germany at reduced prices. The offer is detailed across several plans, with the most attractive deal targeting customers under the age of 28 through the Magenta Mobile L Young tariff. In this plan, customers pay a monthly fee of €29.95 during the 24-month minimum contract period, along with a one-time connection fee of €39.95, and then transition to a higher standard rate afterward, along with adjusted data allowances. Additionally, the article explains that other Magenta Mobile tariffs, such as the M and L plans, are available with a two-year contract period that includes a genuine flat rate for voice, text, and data, with the Magenta Mobile L offering the added benefit of a multi-SIM, permitting simultaneous use on two devices and international call advantages. The publication also mentions an early start for the Magenta Mobile prepaid annual tariff campaign, priced at €99.95 per month, which ensures a permanent annual data allocation of 360 gigabytes and comprehensive flat rate services for calls and SMS in all German networks.
Heise.de reports on an innovative project exploring how artificial intelligence can enhance emergency call responses by supporting dispatch centers when traditional location technology fails. The article explains that during emergency calls, accurate location information is critical, yet up to 30% of cases experience failures or delays with smartphone-based advanced mobile location technology. This shortfall is particularly problematic in border regions where mobile devices may connect through foreign networks. To address these challenges, the German Red Cross, DRK, in Bodensee-Oberschwaben in Ravensburg, is testing a project called AI Saves Lives. In this simulation, when a caller struggles to provide an accurate location, the emerging AI system uses descriptions of prominent landmarks such as churches or bridges, cross-referencing these details with open-source geographic data. The simulation successfully reduced the number of potential locations from around 20 to just 3, demonstrating significant potential in expediting the emergency response process. The article from Heise.de emphasizes the system's role in complementing the existing method, where normally smartphones automatically share location data within seconds. Additionally, the DRK is exploring other technological aids, such as a translation system that instantly converts Turkish into German for dispatchers, although this system does not involve AI. The project is currently in a simulation phase awaiting further funding before transitioning to real-world applications. If successful, this approach could pave the way for wider adoption of AI-assisted location verification across emergency services throughout Baden-Württemberg. By integrating these technologies, the DRK aims to improve response times and ensure that emergency services are directed promptly and accurately, ultimately enhancing public safety in critical moments.
The article from golem.dde discusses the EU Commission's plans to introduce the European Business Wallet, EUBW, a digital identity solution designed to simplify communication and business processes for companies. It explains that the EUBW will enable firms to digitalize transactions and interactions that are currently conducted in person, thereby streamlining processes such as digital signing, timestamping, and document sealing. The golem.de report points out that the wallet is based on the framework of the electronic citizen ID, as stipulated in the eIDAS 2.0 regulation, and will facilitate secure communication not only within a firm's home country, but also among the 26 EU member states. The article further outlines the expected benefits, noting potential annual savings of up to 150 billion euros for companies, with even greater savings possible for the public sector in the second year of implementation. Additionally, golem.de details the challenges faced by larger companies, such as those with more than 250 employees, who will require comprehensive integration efforts that include software installation, system configuration, and extensive training. The piece also highlights concerns raised in a Europe-wide survey regarding cybersecurity, emphasizing that a robust security infrastructure is crucial to prevent misuse, vulnerabilities, or unauthorized access to sensitive data. Lastly, the article notes that the proposed regulation, which still needs approval from the European Parliament and the member states, includes specific technical requirements for the digital wallet, ensuring that companies manage critical assets securely and effectively in the evolving digital landscape.
In today's media briefing on competitors, Telltarif.de provides an in-depth look into the recent price increase for Freenet TV subscriptions. The article reports that starting the 1st of January, the basic monthly fee will be raised from the previous rate of €7.99 to €9.49 for customers receiving terrestrial private TV channels via DVB-T2. This price adjustment is explained as a necessary response to rising costs in several areas such as personnel, IT, licensing fees for content and program providers, the infrastructure required for broadcasting, as well as customer service and billing systems. Telltarif.de notes that existing customers have already been informed and that they are being granted special cancellation rights due to the hike, while those who do not take action will have their contracts automatically renewed at the new rate from the 1st of January 2026. The article authored by Marcus Widener further observes that this increment, though aiming to balance increased operational costs, may reduce the overall appeal of Freenet TV, especially when compared to competitors like Magenta TV Zatu or the promotional pricing by Waipu.tv. The commentary suggests that while Freenet TV still offers access to up to 69 top channels in full HD, its price competitiveness is questioned, particularly since alternatives with similar prices and additional incentives are available. This analysis from Telltarif.de provides a comprehensive view on the challenge Freenet TV faces in maintaining its market share in a shifting media landscape that increasingly favors streaming services.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.